getting the numbers correct. Thanks and welcome, everyone, with today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's world crop supply and demand forecasts are derived from many data sources. Gary Crawford has our report.
When the analysts at the U.S. Department of Agriculture put out their next forecast for world agricultural production, demand, and prices, they will look at crop prospects for each major producing and importing country, and it's not going to be just by guesswork, certainly not by depending wholly on the sometimes shaky and politically motivated crop forecasts from some countries. Jerry Bangi runs the USDA's Outlook Board, which serves as a sort of an ag intelligence agency in itself, with many sources of information coming in first, right in some of the countries themselves.
We have counselors and ag attachés posted at 60 or 70 countries around the world. They report back on about 125 countries or so. So we look at all those reports. And then we looked at a lot of physical factors. We look at the weather in every part of the world from the beginning of the growing season to the end of the growing season. And we look at the heating degree days. We look at the major events. We look at the growth stage of the crops when these events happen.
And how can they look at those crops?
Booster ignition and liftoff.
Analysts at USDA have access to images from crop surveillance satellites.
We can look at the degree of crop health by looking at the imagery to see whether the brightness of the image relative to some what we call normal or normal vegetative index.
Also, of course, the analysts monitor press reports coming out of the various countries, and when there are signs of some major crop problems,
we might send a team there to take a look if we can. So we look at all of these things.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And the next World Crop Supply and Demand Report out on Friday. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.